DLGaming.net presents the Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with Anders Logic.
I'm so balls deep in Binding of Isaac right now. Binding of Isaac. It's time for golf with friends.
Flopsy.
You didn't want to talk about we need to go deeper?
Your host, Robert Digital.
It's very large.
And Smoochie.
As a black male, it is not safe for me to play Pokemon Go.
Now, turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
Emilio.
This is Chi. You're supposed to say, hi, I'm Emilio. No, you're just like Emilio.
And from now on, I'm going to refer to myself in the third person also. Emilio thinks you're being rude.
That's weird. And joining us as well is Mini. What's up, man?
Hey, man. Not much. Mini Del Macho. Go by on Discord. How y'all doing?
Yep. So you've been hanging around the Discord, part of the DL Gaming community, but joining us live on the show.
And awesome. Mini, not that mini, by the way.
Yeah, not actually. I think that was the first thing I said. And you're taller than I expected because his name is Mini and goes by Mini.
And it's Mini Del Macho, unless you want it.
It's more of a reference towards my penis is what Mini is.
Micro penis?
Yeah.
Those are the worst.
It is, man.
Oh, man.
I was trying to suck one the other. Never mind.
All right, we're off to a good start. All right, we are going to be doing a giveaway this episode. We've got an extra copy of Hyper Universe. We talked about that last episode. We will be giving that away in probably about 15 minutes into the show here. So if you are listening live on Discord, you are eligible for that. If you are not listening live, well, that's your problem.
And look for more of these. We want a party.
Yeah, I think we should start doing more of our giveaways through the actual live Discord.
Yep.
Yep, and shout out to Bloody Keyboards. Use Bloody DL at during checkout on Amazon and
save 10%.
Yeah, save 10%. We are almost all of us are using their keyboards now. Well, I'm not because someone took mine away.
Yeah.
What is the one that we had?
I'm known for that too, by the way.
Taking I think the 820R is the one that we liked the most.
Yeah.
If you guys want to know what I've actually gained out of this relationship with DLG. From Chad, a big screen TV.
Oh, yeah?
From Bobby, I stole one of his San Diego Padre hats, his keyboard now. And then from you, a controller.
Well, it was a switch.
Yeah, it was a swap?
Yeah.
I traded a wired pink controller for a wireless official Microsoft.
I was really upset about that until I tried the pink one. It's actually really good. what is it called? It's like hard candy or Mad Cats or something.
It's something candy.
Mad Cats are like.
It's not exactly. I knew at one point, but not anymore. It's found at your local GameStop, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, you get a lot of hand-me-downs if you're part of the DL Gaming group here.
It's all on loan. So if you want any of this back, you guys are allowed to get it, take it back. So.
And the funny thing is, too, is like every time. So Chi, it's weird, feels the best way for her to contribute to the podcast is give us money because. I don't know why, because she doesn't do her homework when she gets home. So
exactly.
she gives us money instead. So then every time we give her anything, she's like, I already paid for this in advance, really. So it's a net zero.
Exactly.
It's been working out for us, really.
All right.
The bottom line's about the same.
So, Mini, welcome.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Yeah. So, you stream.
Yeah. Yeah.
What have you been streaming lately and what do you stream the most?
Well, when I first started streaming, I used to play a game, a free-to-play shooter called Blacklight Retribution.
Okay.
And the reason I started streaming was because I was constantly being banned from servers for being a hacker, which I wasn't. So that's what got me into streaming.
Because you were good?
Because, I was actually top 1% of that game. Yeah, I was pretty badass. Anyway, I've been streaming.
Big fish in a small pool, though, right? Because I never even
It's a free to play.
It was really popular in like 2009-10.
Yeah.
Was it originally free to play or?
Yeah, originally free to play.
Okay, there was another Blacklight game.
That one, Blacklight Tango Down.
Tango Down.
Oh, yes. Tango Down, I've heard of. Yeah.
That I have an interesting history with because. I accidentally registered. That was when Games for Windows Live was a thing, and I accidentally registered it to a wrong account. So I had it on my Steam account, and then I couldn't play it because I had to log into Games for Windows Live, and there was some problem there. So I was always bitter about that game. But then I remember when Retribution came out.
Yeah, but you never got a VAC ban, right?
No, never got a VAC ban.
Okay, good. Because you weren't cheating.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, I'm all clean. I'm not even sure if you can get a VAC ban on a third-party game.
Oh, okay.
Although you can. But yeah, recently I've been streaming, most recently was Sonic the Hedgehog 3 on the Sega Genesis.
So you're playing an emulator?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was like my favorite game as a kid, so I just wanted to share it with, like, my viewer base is like really young. Like, actually, I have like a lot of 17-year-old girls that come into my channel.
So they don't really
get you in trouble. Specifically, it's so sexy, man.
Yeah, wait, specifically so. 17 years old, yeah, right at that perfect cusp.
No, I have three viewers that I know are 17-year-old girls.
Oh, really? So. What's their wait? You know how you can always tell somebody's age by reading the numbers behind their names. So, like, technically, it'd be Smoochie 88.
Oh, right.
Like,
right.
I was born in the year 88. So, if it was a 17-year-old girl, it'd be, what, 99?
2000.
2000? Double O's. Right. He's got the double O's in his chat. You guys know where to go if that's
though,
your
because
taste.
Because one of my accounts with Heroes of the Storm is Encarta 95. So, people constantly think that I was born in 1995. And I'm like, well, if you don't know what Encarta 95 is, then, you know.
It's a computer, right?
No. No, Encarta 95.
Oh, the encyclopedia.
Oh, encyclopedia. Right?
Yeah,
on CD-ROM. On this hot new thing called CD-ROM. Yeah.
But my family actually had an encyclopedia.
Britannica?
They call them peddlemen, right? The people who go door to door as salesmen. And they sold my family an entire encyclopedia series.
Dude, before the internet, they were legit, dude. I had some, and I would read them from cover to cover because they were so interesting.
Yeah. There were like 12 of them. They're all like as thick as a Bible. Like, they
aardvark.
Essentially, that large investment at the time was for, you know, my future and well-being. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good investment, mom and dad. It really worked out.
Seriously, back then it was like $1,000 or something.
I did not use them.
So you and Minnie met. Chi and Minnie met. And then, of course, we met you through Chi.
Right.
Through streaming, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Minnie was, and I. Minnie, I've supported Minnie's stream, and Minnie supported my stream. Yeah. I don't know how long back. It's been a while.
It's been, I think, about a year now, because I met you through Warwitch.
Warwitch?
Yeah.
Oh, Warwitch TV. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's been so long, I kind of almost forgot about him, too.
It's been a while.
So, yeah, thank you so much for becoming E-friends with me, and now we're RL friends. This is exciting.
So are you all about that Sonic Mania life?
I will be. I just, you know, I've been tight on funds. I know 20 bucks isn't much, but, you know.
It's only 20 bucks.
Yeah, I think it's like 20 bucks. Yeah. Like that, but, yeah. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting it. I will be playing that real soon.
Nice. Cool. So, let's see, where are we at?
On the radar.
Cool.
So let's talk about some games that are coming up and whether or not we want to buy them. The first one, Ark Survival Evolved, finally comes out of beta. So I don't know. There's been an interesting history with this game because people were very upset that the game came out. It was in beta. Then they started releasing DLC and expansions, and people were like, wait, what the fuck? You know, you haven't even released the full game yet, and now you're trying to sell us extra things? Like, no. This is one, I was over the whole, what do you call these types of games?
Survival
the
genre?
Open world survival
ones.
Open world
survival.
I played the hell out of Rust, and then I kind of got over that genre, so when Ark came around, I didn't even touch it.
And unfortunately, I think this is the pinnacle of that genre. Like, I think more people play this than any of the other ones. There's that other one, too, Hurt World. Now, it's always on the front page of Steam for me for some reason. Anyway.
Not familiar with that.
Yeah, we had pretty much got between DayZ and what the one you just said?
Rust.
Rust, yeah. And there was one more, I feel. But anyway, between all those games, we had already been burnt out, and then the best one came out. So we never really gave it its just due. I played it for like 2-3 hours, and I was just like, I was like, cool, the guy shits while you run, awesome.
Visually, it looks the best. But
have you ever physically seen that happen in real life?
Oh, yeah. What were those
somebody
guys?
Somebody shitting and running.
The jackass guys.
Not the jackass guys, the other ones. Their brothers or something.
Oh, the Swedish dudes?
The Dudesons?
The Dudesons, yes. They did a stunt like that where they took a bunch of laxative and then just tried running at full speed to see if you could actually do it. And,
jackass guys.
Yeah, CKY.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't think you guys would have an honest response for me.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen it happen with a horse. I was riding a buggy and a horse was shitting and
while galloping.
Oh, that happens a lot. They put a bag in the back for that.
Yep. And then, but this one didn't have a bag, so it was using its own tail to windshield wipe its shit off of its ass.
Beautiful.
It was awful.
Odd
awful
nature.
Experience.
I had to pee while hiking once.
Yeah.
Well, like, while moving,
you can pretty much just turn and just pee
anywhere,
right?
Yeah, that's what I had to do. Yeah. But.
Interesting point brought up in chat here. This game is now $60. It was originally $25 when it was in early access. I got it through a Humble Bundle for really cheap, but $60 seems excessive.
Really excessive.
Yeah.
Maybe they did that. Well, I don't know. But
well, that's usually what happens when they've a game comes out of early access. The price usually goes up. I don't know. Any interest in playing this, though? Chi, Mini?
Not at full value. And even when it was in early access at a low price, I was almost tempted into playing it with a couple of my friends because for a survival game, I would say it's one of the better ones. And I played The Stomping Land, and it was basically what Ark, it was supposed to be Ark, or what Ark is now. Mm-hmm. And so if you're a big fan of survival and dinosaurs, Ark's your answer. As for me, though, I've wasted a lot of money in survival games.
Yeah.
The Stomping Lands, Conan. Mm-hmm. I feel like this isn't really like Player Unknowns, but it's like Player Unknowns is the most recent survival-esque type of game that I would say. That's a Battlegrounds game. So I'm trying to think of a survival game I did not waste my money on. Yeah. Like DayZ was probably the last game I felt like I was well worth my money.
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know. I haven't played Ark. I know plenty of gamers who do play it and enjoy it, and I know it's top crop for what it is, but $59.99, I am completely unsold.
That is rough.
Yeah, I have a really good friend of mine who plays this like religiously, and he's been trying to get me into it, but I just can't. Like, the grind is what kills me. I don't want to grind for hours.
It's a time sink. Yeah. It definitely is.
I mean, it is a game where you can have pet T-Rexes in cages that you built and stuff, which is fucking cool.
Yeah, and he showed me, like, he's like sieging a city with his pterodactyl, which is really cool, but it took him like 50 hours to get that thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Not trying to do that. Yeah.
A lot of build up. I don't know. I figure now is like a good time to get into it since it's full release, but yeah, I feel like I should play it since I have it, but I don't know that I will. Yeah, all right.
PUBG said that they will not raise their price once it comes out of early access.
Good guy, PUBG.
And that they're...
Didn't they also say something else that they went back on?
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know.
But they're planning... they said that their 100 million copies sold is... like not
enough to sustain them.
No, that's not out of the question is what they said.
No, okay.
Up to 10 million now, but anyway, let's keep going.
Yep. And if you are it doesn't do any good to tell him how to listen live. I'll type it out for him in chat. If you're coming to our Discord for the first time listening live, go to the live podcast audio channel and you can listen live there. The other game I wanted to bring up, Halloween's coming up, very excited, love this time of year, gonna start doing some scary games here hopefully. And I saw this one called Don't Knock Twice, and classified adventure, indie, action, violent, horror, and VR. I don't know. It's so hard to tell if this game is any good. I'm looking at it. It looks like it could be good, but then it could be deceiving, too. What are you guys' thoughts here?
It reminds me of a game that somebody linked. Who was it? I think it was Captain Gummy. Can somebody find Captain Gummy's link for us to play a game? It was fucking terrifying. It makes this look like I don't know, Candyland, dude. It looked like you were in hell. Same thing, first-person perspective. Mm-hmm. And you had this torch and it has a fire mechanic. The only reason I'm, like, shitting all over this is because I just looked at the video and I'm like, okay, look, it kind of looks like... a horror game. This other thing, every single thing about it is scary. You're in hell, so the walls are alive and they're undulating.
Also a VR experience? The other game you're referencing?
No, this one is, though. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, so this one's a VR horror game, which is probably why the graphics are... You're shitting on the graphics. But I imagine with the experience of VR, this is no joke. That'll probably add a lot, one of the first that... I'm sure there are horror game VRs, but this one looks very well put together.
Is it strictly VR, Bobby?
No.
Cool.
No, you don't have to play in VR, I don't think.
It's built for VR from what you can tell, looking around, movement, picking things up, examining items. So it's basically like virtual reality meets Amnesia in a sense, minus the movement, because nobody wants to run in VR ever. Yeah.
That's funny. Derpstick says, sounds like a porno, don't knock twice. She'll answer the door on the first knock.
What about you, Minnie? You like scary games?
I hate scary games, but my viewer base loves when I play them.
Yeah,
the last one I recall you playing, it was
Layers of Fear, maybe.
No, it wasn't that one. It wasn't so much of a horror game, more of an action game with elements of horror. Was it Aliens?
Oh, yes. Aliens, yeah, you right, were. Right. Alien Isolation.
Yeah, I heard you scream like a pussy, I think. Yeah.
Everybody knows that 17-year-old girl. Everybody knows that 17-year-old girls love horror.
Oh, yeah.
Horror movies.
That's basically it. And yeah, Alien Isolation, that was a good game. It just lasted way too long, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, this game, I'll probably be picking it up. It's not too much. It's a pretty cheap game.
22 hours long.
Yeah.
Yeah, on sale for $15.99. That's not bad. I don't...
Do you have virtual reality? Do you have...
I do not.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, if it's VR only, of course I won't be doing it.
$600, okay. Man. I'm really starting to consider it, but I'm still hesitant to pull the trigger.
All right. This one I'm excited to talk about.
Yeah. So Divinity 2 is approaching. Official release date is September 14th. What is today?
That's Thursday.
Okay.
Yes. So when this launches in 2 days from Tuesday, Divinity Original Sin 2, I have owned this game for quite some time. Honestly, this game was purchased for me because people saw how aggressively I was playing the first Original Sin, and I wanted to hold off on playing it at all. Yeah. I did not want to spoil my experience with the game until the official launch. And from what I understand, too, when I loaded up the game once before, it didn't have full controller support, and I played the first Original Sin with controller. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, this is a question I haven't answered for myself, then Divinity 2 will have full controller support upon
I would imagine
launch.
It would have
it will.
To.
The
awesome.
Divinity Enhanced Edition came with full controller support. Did you ever play the EE part?
No, the Enhanced Edition is the one that I did play.
Yeah, yeah. That
should for
have,
the first one.
That should have had full controller, but it didn't?
No, I'm talking about the Divinity 2 when it was still in...
Oh,
early access. Early yeah, access. This one, yeah.
Yeah, this one. Yeah, this one will have full controller support.
Okay,
confirmed.
Awesome.
So, Minnie, you're super excited about this. You played the first one through two times.
Three times. Actually.
Three times.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
So, Bobby also played it three times, but never finished any of the runs.
I played half the game three times.
Yeah. So you know it really well. So, okay, we're in. You know the end of time.
Okay.
We just unlocked the fourth, like, elemental room.
Gotcha.
So how far do you think we have?
Well, those runes don't really have anything to do with the progress in the game, because
okay.
that's unlocked by star stones and bloodstones.
Okay.
And you can get those out of order, so you can get those before, like, the third
So
act.
It's hard to say.
Yeah, it's really hard to say.
Okay. What about the tapestry? Is that it's almost all full?
If it's almost all full,
the tapestry is the main.
Well, I think a better way to put it is we just reached Hunter's Edge. Is
wow, you have that many star stones? That's you guys are way ahead than. Yeah, you're doing good.
Yeah, just beat the you're doing damn good. Game already.
We haven't
you
really
have
like
five
done
days.
A straight shot. It can be kind of hard. Even playing the original and then the enhanced version, mm-hmm. I have difficulty remembering what changed and what didn't. And it was so long ago that I can't even keep track of where we're at sometimes. But
well,
I feel like we're doing absolutely everything and not really in the right order.
Yeah,
so.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, the nice thing about it is that you have a fresh new start. Coming up really soon here with Divinity 2. I feel like story-wise, it's not too important to be completely caught up on Original Sin. Like, if you didn't make it to the ending, if you didn't find out what happened, I feel like, you know, a lot of people got lost with the questing anyways, and a lot of whatever
Definitely.
Lore was mm-hmm. they were trying to basically put out there. It was just overwhelming for a lot of people. So I think the experience, though, from playing Original Sin, such as combat, attention to detail and, like, certain elements that will, like, give you advantages in the game will help you out with Original Sin 2. But I doubt that, the storyline is that imperative. Yeah, so if you haven't played the first Original Sin, don't be discouraged to play the second Divinity, because it's too good of a damn game to keep yourself, to prevent yourself from playing.
If you never played the first one, though, definitely grab that first, just because it's probably super cheap.
Yeah.
And it's just such a fantastic game.
Yeah, and like that
it's not
alone.
Dated at all.
That alone is an amazing game.
Yeah.
But if you're like one of those people who like
want
is a release
shit.
Junkie.
Yeah.
I'm a release junkie sometimes. Like I do like don't wait to beat the first one to play the second one. Mm-hmm. I would say, unless you want to burn.
Bobby,
through the
what are
first
we
going
to do here? Are we going to beat the first one?
Eventually, yeah.
No,
like
I mean
to think
before
so.
Starting the second one.
Oh no, that probably won't happen. I mean, we have too much.
Jerk.
Too much to get through.
You guys don't know. I have a quest that you guys never did on the game. My first quest is trying to get Bobby to respond to any of my messages on any of the various media that phone, via text, via email. It's rough.
It's kind of a crappy quest because you get no experience and it's so difficult.
True. It's rough. It's rough.
I'm wondering if we're going to have a Portal 2 situation going on here where first Portal came out, nobody saw it coming, amazing hit, everybody loved it. Second one comes out, everyone's super hyped for it, and it kind of took away a little bit from the game. I mean, everyone still loved the second Portal, but it was all kind of stuff we had seen before, and it just, when there's a lot of hype, as we well know, it can detract from the game's release.
Well, yeah, you're not far off because the PR team on Divinity 2 is huge. It's so much bigger than the first one. Mm-hmm. Like, the first one came out and not many people knew about it unless you knew Larian Studios. And then this one, the PR team behind Original Sin 2 is just huge.
They must have so much more money.
It was first funded Kickstarter, and they made bank.
Yeah, the story with the first one was, like, they took a big chance. Like, they were either, like, if it didn't sell, they were going to go out of business and lose a ton of money. Like, they put it all on this game, and it paid off for them, which is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, like I said, when I saw them at E3, when the game was still in, like, early access or whatever, and Bobby and I fucking loved it already, and I talked to them. I was talking to the artist. He was actually sketching new shit right there.
Yeah.
And one of the devs were standing there, and I was like, and nobody was in their booth. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? This is like our game of the year, or one of them. And I was like, guys, I want you to know that, us in our podcast, blah, blah, blah. And they were just like blown away and super grateful because nobody was at their booth. How weird is that? Like,
you see if they can give us some free copies then. I still have not bought this game. That's what's crazy. I have not bought.
Remember me? Divinity we shook 2. Hands once.
I've been a big fan of Larian Studios forever. Like, they were out like when first Baldur's Gate came out, or Baldur's Gate 2. They were making games back then, and they were making them just like in their likeness. Mm. So they've been around for a long time.
So they know what they're doing with these types of games. Yeah, I'm excited for all the different races.
Yeah,
like, that wasn't really a part of the first one.
Yeah, you could just be.
Last week, you mentioned something that was a bit incorrect. Like, you mentioned undead as a race.
Skeleton race, right?
Yeah, it's not a race. It's actually any race can be undead. So you can be an elf undead.
Oh.
So it's just like a modification.
Thank you. I did not know that because obviously I did not play the game. I just read an article and maybe I just didn't pick up.
The usual DL thing.
Because the way they categorize the different race. Yeah. So that's interesting.
Yeah, on the webpage, it defines like undead as a race, but it's really not a race. It's just like a modification to any race.
Okay.
That's cool.
Well, now knowing that, what race are you guys interested in being?
I don't know. What are the options?
You have lizard, human, elf, and...
Dwarf.
Dwarf. Oh, sorry. I always forget about dwarfs.
they're easy to overlook. Lizard, probably. I almost always go with reptilians.
Well, with this...
What are you going to name yourself? Are you going to do like an Argonian name if you go with a lizard race? Or are you just going to like pull yourself away?
I almost always call myself... I don't know. Is there names in this?
Well, the origin stories is something that's new to this. And origin stories, six origin stories.
Yeah.
Each one comes like with, like, you're playing the game and they like release a little bit more about the history and what their goal is. So there's like a lizard. There's the Red Prince is a lizard. Then they have Los is the elf. They have like just one for each class, each race. And then they don't have to be any specific class.
Okay.
So you can customize the character, but your character will have a name and it will have a race, but everything else you can customize.
Do you know how it's going to play out with two players? Like, how are you going to have two origin stories?
Yeah, well, it's only going to be one. The main character, person who starts it, is going to be the host.
Gotcha.
So basically that.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
What else are you excited about? What does it have that the other one didn't, you know?
Oh, the spell combinations. Like, before, I mean, sure, you know, like, fire and poison creates, like, explosive.
Right.
So on this one, they have, like, new spells and, like, what's called a necrofire. If you curse fire, it becomes, like a fire that can't be doused with water.
That's fun. So you have to, like, I like that.
Purified.
Yeah. And I also do with...
There's light and dark now.
Yeah,
that are like elements.
Yeah,
and I also do with like apothecary. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
You can also kind of guise poisons, and even though it's 4-player co-op, it's not necessarily co-op. One of the things they wanted to emphasize is that you can play with or even against the people that you're playing with.
Interesting.
So you can like help or hinder somebody's divinity experience.
Yeah.
So it's fun. It would be fun. So.
Yeah, and the Game Master mode is something I'm also really excited for. So this is, like, you can create a campaign, D&D style, And like you have a game master, and then you have all your people that are playing your created campaign.
Oh,
and you can have them.
That's so new. That's like a game within a game.
Yeah, it's really awesome. They actually sent this to Wizards of the Coast to get approved, so they can have like Wizards of the Coast
monsters.
What am I trying to say? Their campaigns, like Wizards of the Coast campaigns, gotcha. Imported into there.
Sick.
Yeah.
Wow. It's really so cool.
Yeah. Good thing they went to them before they did that. What was that card game that totally ripped off Magic and then Wizards of the Coast tried to sue them or something?
I don't remember.
Yeah, we talked about it one time. I think we even spoke to the developers about it.
I gave them a lift ride at Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah. Are you serious?
Okay. Yeah, it's all coming back.
You used to drive for Lyft?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, but
he wears many hats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this game. This is like the game that I've been looking forward to for like 2 years now.
I'm almost more excited about because honestly, I could take or leave the story.
Yeah.
I just live for the combat. So I let Bobby try to figure out the whole story by himself. And I kind of like.
I completely concur with that. My big brother has been trying to beat the original game before because he knows he's going to play Divinity 2 with me. And as he's going through it, he's actually telling me how, and this is someone who taught me how to play video games. Mm-hmm. And as he's going through it, he's telling me how frustrated he is. He's like, I don't understand this story. I break into a closet and then all of a sudden I'm in outer space. There's an annoying fucking elf that won't shut up.
Yeah.
And apparently I have to do this or maybe that. I don't know what I'm doing in
this game.
Wait
till there's 20 elves and they won't leave you alone.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things where it's like, I know this game is hard as hell. That's why I don't recommend playing it alone. And I can't wait basically to get back into that just classic co-op RPG side-by-side gameplay again. So
nice.
So if you're tired of us listening to it, it's because that's how good this game is. And we've said it a million times. It's that 1 hour you got to get over, or that 2 hours of a slow start, and then it really, really pays off.
And this one will be a four-player co-op.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now you got to coordinate with four people to get the game going.
This is also very unique. This is also very unique because it's going to be the one game that all of us will be playing simultaneously. Yeah. It's very far and few. Overwatch, I think maybe we all played at one point and then slowly dropped off. PUBG, we all played at one point. But there's a lot of games where not all of us are invested in one game. I think Divinity 2 is going to...
I'm still really into Overwatch.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Are you a Doomfist player at all?
No, I am terrible with and against him.
Is anyone really playing Doomfist?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's a really good flanker.
He's the only one one-shot kill, right, in the game?
Yeah, he's the only attack character that can do a one-shot kill.
One-shot kill.
Oh, wow. With the fist? Yeah. Like, charged up?
Yeah, I charge a fist into a wall because the fist does damage, and then the wall that you bounce off of kills you.
Awesome.
Kind of like Reinhardt when he pins people?
Yeah, exactly.
But more deadly.
All right. What do you say we get this giveaway out of the way?
Woohoo!
Let's do it. All right. So, Chi, are you really going to participate here?
No, I'm not going to participate. Letting you guys know. I'm excited for you because last week we talked about Hyper Universe, and I was the odd man out, like you said. Mm-hmm. I did not get to play it. So this time I did get to play it, and now you guys get to win a copy of it. I will put in a strong supporting statement saying that this game is great and you should be happy to win it if you do win it. If you like MOBAs especially, you'll just easily transition into Hyper Universe. And if you're a weeb, you'll like it too. The graphics, art style, and the way they portray the characters in this game, it's wonderful. So let's get a winner.
All right. Yeah, let's give this game away, and then we'll talk a little bit more about it because we did have a chance to play it all four of us. All right.
Bobby, you want to do it with trivia? I got a question ready to go.
I want to do random.
Well, they're ready to go.
Well, if you got a question,
make sure if they're listening.
All right. Hopefully you're at your keyboards. You're ready to type something in very quickly here. Emilio, why don't you hit us with the question, and what is it? First person to answer and...
Yeah, correctly.
Okay. Correctly.
Okay.
It does not count.
Spelling does count.
All right.
So,
what about punctuation?
No.
All right.
All right. So, the winner will go to whoever can tell me in order who the last four bosses in Street Fighter 2 were in order. Go.
The last four bosses in Street Fighter 2 in order.
I know three.
Okay. Yeah. Because the last four were always the same.
I think we should.
There's four.
Oh, wow. I would not be able to answer this, by the way.
You didn't play a lot of Street Fighter 2?
I did, but I don't remember ever making it to the end of story mode or campaign.
Really?
Because it was really hard. I was a little girl back then.
Okay. I think we got Zap coming in. That looks correct to me.
That's right.
I thought Balrog was before Sega, but that sounds good. Congratulations,
yeah.
Zap.
All right. Yeah, the correct answer is
go ahead.
Vega, Balrog, Sagat or Sagat, either way, and M. Bison.
And spelling counts, and Derpstick forgot an S.
Yeah, and a little tip on Balrog, all you had to do was just crouch and just do like a hard kick and just sweep him. Like he couldn't counter anything, like any low blows. Super easy. All right, congratulations, Zap, on winning that. I don't know. In the future, we're going to do a lot more giveaways, so listen live. I think we're just going to do random giveaways, too. Maybe we'll do trivia.
Yeah.
I think that went over pretty well.
And, Zap, now that you've won Hyper Universe, you're going to have to play with us. So I hope you're good at MOBAs.
At MOBAs with controllers.
By the way, we did play this last Sunday after recording. I said I was going to go home, install, and play the game. And I actually had the opportunity to do that. I was up, good for my word for once. Anyways, we played Bobby, Chad, Emilio, and I. So it was like a DLG gaming night. Bobby streamed it, and I never gave my full review of the game. But I gave a subtle review. I do like it. It's good. I don't want to repeat what these guys were saying about the game. Everything they said was basically true. I kicked ass, by the way.
Good.
And you forgot about it, Emilio. Emilio didn't
AI
remember.
Real people, though.
We were playing AI, not real people.
Yeah, they forced you to get some AI games out of the way, which is probably for the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was watching you comp stop on stream.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
But Bobby had bigger titties than me. Yeah.
Who was I playing? Oh, I was the playing archer, the arrow chick.
Yeah.
Oh my god, those were just hanging out.
Every time
she flicks the bow, they just bounce.
It flips the
water balloons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she wears those Cammy from Street Fighter, her camel toe. Yeah, the leotard thing. She's wearing that and there's barely anything covering those tits too. So I was kind of it was like female envy with Bobby. I was like, why are you hotter than me, Bobby? It's like general rule of thumb. When a chick plays video games, she always plays the female character,
There's a lot of female characters in this one.
Yeah.
And one plant.
Yeah. Yeah, but we had a good time of that game. I'd love to revisit that too, and it's still in early access. So
I was kind of surprised that it is 6 out of 10 on Steam. I would at least give it a 7 or maybe even 8, 7.5 maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, we enjoyed it.
Yeah.
The plant did not have boobs, I don't think.
No. It's a boobless plant.
It had an odd name.
In anime, don't plants do things to the girls?
Plants normally have
plants
like tentacles
males.
And.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This just in, plants are males.
Plants are males.
Because of anime.
Because of anime. All right. So what else have we been playing besides Hyper Universe?
Rock of Ages 2, Bigger and Bolder. I gave a brief synopsis last week. Go ahead, Bobby.
I'm not going to add too much to it because you know what you're getting with this game.
They don't, though. I don't think.
Maybe a lot of people didn't play it, and I don't know if a lot of people not enough people are playing this game. It's a great game. I went off last week about how much of a fanboy I am with Ace Team and their development studios and all their games, and I didn't play a lot of the original Rock of Ages, so it was kind of a good time for me to come in and play Rock of Ages 2, and they've added, it's everything you want out of a sequel. It's a lot of the same, but then they've done a lot of, they've added a lot to it, so... The online mode, I don't know if that's new from the original.
I'm kind of scared, man.
It's not as hard as you think. It's not as bad. There's a lot of people that are terrible at this game.
I thought you guys were playing against other people the whole entire time when you were talking about this game. It seems like such a golf with friends type of environment.
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah.
Kind of. But the story mode's pretty good, too. I mean, they got funny little cutscenes.
I mean,
and
don't underplay it. I think those cutscenes are brilliant.
They are great. Yeah. They're definitely funny. And then... the actual gameplay, it's like a physics game. You mentioned Marble Madness, which I definitely compare it to. But anytime I play a physics game, I totally find myself doing that, I lean into shit. It's like when I play Rocket League. Like, it's a visceral feeling. Like, you're rolling this boulder down, you're trying to do as much damage as you can, you're trying to smash into things. Like, you get into those types of games.
And what's interesting, too, is it gives you, goddamn, I hate even admitting this, but I lean into the turn sometimes on this game.
Yeah.
I did that all the time.
Yeah. I had a friend.
Sorry. You know how it's so funny how people hate listening to themselves, like a recording.
Right.
Yeah. If I ever review one of my own streams, I see myself leaning over if I'm peeking a corner.
Yeah. Dude, even top streamers do that, though. Yeah. When they're looking around the corner, they even if they don't want to, there is a centimeter of movement. Yeah, it's just natural, you know?
Yeah.
In an interview with Jonathan Blow, I remember him saying, like, it's not a pretty thing to look at someone playing a game. Like, it's never good.
Really,
especially me, like, I get crazy eyes. My piano teacher says I look like a mad scientist when I play the piano. Like, I could never be
a performer.
To
start gaming with a white lab coat, then.
And just get, like, the Rick hair for real.
That could be your niche, man, definitely.
Well, we all remember he who should not be named. He would not stop licking his fucking face the entire time he was gaming.
Oh my gosh. I wish I could see that. But guys, we have to train ourselves because we will be going into video podcasting fairly soon here.
Well, we're not gaming. We're just talking.
Yeah, but still, you know, we have little tics that we don't realize. And then you see yourself on video and you're like, that's what I look like. I had a friend when I was young, and when we would play Sega Genesis, we would play Sonic, and he would hold the controller and he would do like a loop.
Oh,
like he would move the controller as he went around.
That's why he stayed with console gaming, right? That's why some of us evolve and some of us don't.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's funny.
I really don't.
One thing we didn't mention about Rock of Ages 2 last week, what was it? There's more of a strategy.
We're not going to talk about it this week either.
No.
I remember cows.
There's cows to slow you down. But there's more strategy to this than you think. You aren't just rolling your boulder down the hill trying to knock down this door and kill the other guy. You are setting up your defenses so when he tries to do it to you, then you can either destroy his boulder or slow him down or whatever traps you can think of.
Like active defense.
Yeah. So it's defense, a bit of a tower defense game in a way as well.
But, and then another level on top of that is the more of his defenses you destroy without triggering them, the more money you get for your defenses.
For your defenses, yeah. And then you can use different kinds of boulders, and each boulder does, like, one will do more damage, but the other can jump higher. Like, there's benefits to each, so you can choose a play style to it. Yeah, it's good. And the online mode adds a little more playability to it. Like, you can go through the campaign and you can continue to get more out of this game by playing it online. I like it. Big fan. I ended up buying it on my own account because we haven't set up family sharing
yet. That's so weird.
I want to support these guys.
Since your new build or my new build? Your new build. No?
No. I haven't reinstalled in a long
time. I'll do it right now before we leave.
Okay.
But I won't because we never fucking do these things.
Yeah, we always forget. Someone in chat remind us.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, that was Rock of Ages 2. I had an interesting week with Heroes of the Storm. So I've been incredibly busy, been back to work, not a lot of free time. So I've kind of rediscovered Heroes of the Storm. I'm just spamming characters still, just trying to make it interesting. It was a lot of Nova at first. Now it's a lot of Zagara. But for the first time, I rage crit on a game. Whoa. And I unfriended someone afterwards.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you pulled a chi.
This is so much fun.
Yeah, tell me.
I don't think he's a listener of the podcast, so I figure it's okay to tell. This is a guy that's been on my friends list for quite some time. And he has a higher level account than me. Like, it tells you your level account based on the heroes that you leveled. If you have this hero up to level 15 and that hero up to level 20, then your level account is 35. So it kind of shows how much you've played each hero.
And what's your level, Bobby?
Mine is 1407 at the moment, which is very, very high. This guy is almost 2000. He's way up there. Wow. And he plays constantly. So when a new hero comes out, a lot of times people will group up with their friends. They get the XP bonus, and then you go and play, and you get a lot more XP than you normally would. So I started doing this with him, and it was not going well. Him and the guys that I were playing with, it did not go well.
Were they being toxic?
No, not really. They were just they were grouping up and just constantly fighting, not just macroing, not doing like what you need to do to win at the game. And then we didn't have a tank one game, so I was like, all right, fuck it, I'll play tank. And then this is my biggest pet peeve, and this is what sets me off whenever I play HOTS, is when I pick a hero and I end up having to do, I call it the trash man position. And that's the guy who has to go back and clear the lanes and de-push and deal with, like, this guy who keeps being annoying and pushing this lane. Or they got
Like putting minions out fires.
And creep. Yeah, the guy who has to just deal with all the boring stuff. Just run over the map and like take out the mercenary camp that's pushing and, you know, all that shit. So I pick heroes that do that very well, but then I pick a tank and it's like I end up doing that shit anyway because everybody just, you know, tunnel vision.
Which you're not optimized for either.
Yeah, and I do a terrible job at it and it's extra hard. So I was just like, you know what? Fuck it, dude. And this happened on one night and it happened on stream. I think Epic Tryhard Face was the only person watching me and I was just like, fuck. And then I came back the next day. Guy sends me an invite, like, all right, let's do it again. Let's do it. And then exact same thing happens. I was like, you know what? I'm fucking done.
What's wrong with, what is it about him though? Is it a five man team? Like,
yeah, the second time it was, but this has happened every time I played with this. Okay.
Basically,
person.
I think what happened was this guy was not
being
like,
a team player.
Yeah.
That, and
well, it's more fun to be in the group and to try to go and get kills, but that's not how you win the games. And I like to win. That's fun to me.
So you're just carrying this brick basically.
Yeah. Trying.
If and there's one the thing too, I know about MOBAs,
yeah.
Winning is so much better than losing.
Oh, yeah. No, for real.
Totally.
Like, wait, I know it sounds stupid that I just said that, but like in Street Fighter, if I win, I'm like, cool, I won. Let's play another game.
Yeah. Like Team Fortress 2. It's you, like, yeah. Who cares?
If you win a MOBA, you're like, God damn it, I'm smarter than those five people.
Not only that, you do get like that winner's high where you're like, oh man, you know, I'm on top of the world. Let's do it again. Let's knock it out. You know, it's like they're A+ in my report card. This is good. Can't do no wrong until like the next game is like completely diseased and toxic. Yeah.
It was really
miserable
hard.
And you get.
I had a really hard time leaving. Smite.
Here's the
really
thing. One of, when I play MOBAs, generally I play with people, like I said, who are significantly better than me. And one comment that somebody said to me that really stuck was that, you know how you're referencing the trash man. Because I was newer to the game or because I'm female and you know, like generically people put females in the support roles. I found myself always doing the pickup. Like, if we needed a support, I'd play support. If we needed, you know, a bottom laner or anything like that, I'd play it. But I'd constantly be changing the person that I'm playing to suit the actual team comp. Mm-hmm. And the person that was my friend that was playing with me, who was really good at the game, basically said, "Chi, stop trying to play heroes that you're not good at just because you think it's better for the team.
Right.
I want you to be selfish when you're still learning the game. Just play who you want to play and, you know, fuck the rest, you know, because if you're playing someone that you think is going to help out the team, but you're not helping out yourself, then you're not helping out the team."
Yeah.
So,
it's a tough one. There's something to be said for, okay, if your team needs something and you play it, that might help the comp. And like, if you were a pro team, but if you're just getting started, you'll probably contribute more playing something you're comfortable with than.
Yeah. Well, not even if you're just getting started, because there's a lot of heroes, champs, whatever in these types of games, and you can't be good at all of them. If you play your best one, you will probably have, at least with Heroes of the Storm, you will have more success playing a hero that you are really good at and comfortable on than if you try to do, if you take a hero you're not comfortable on just to fill out a team comp or to do something that everyone else is asking of you. And that's why I've kind of stopped like trying to tell people what to do in draft, because I'm just like, dude, just pick what you're good at and we'll make it work.
Exactly.
So Bobby, you'd rather have like a mismatch team comp with people that are comfortable with.
Well, there's a general outline of what you need for a team comp, obviously.
You need to cover the basics, right?
Yeah, but I'm not going to say, well, you should be taking this tank instead of that tank because this one's better. Like, if you're more comfortable on the other one, absolutely take that one. Mm-hmm. We'll have more chance of success there.
And the lesson I learned there was basically have them work around you, not work around them. Because every single game I played, I was working around others. And it basically kept the fun from the game, too. Because I was just, no matter what, I felt like the mercy. I felt like the bitch of the team. So
now
they
you're
were
just giving more fuel to every Genji and Hanzo main out there.
Yeah, right?
Like, yeah, build around me.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Well, Minnie, you play any MOBAs?
I used to play a lot of Paragon. But I know you guys really didn't like that one a lot.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. I liked it.
And that's one I would go back to.
For sure.
Made a lot of changes. I've been playing it recently, but it's like
that new medium-sized map, right?
Yeah, it's actually they've created another map on top of that one. So it's like even newer now.
Cool.
So, and they've redone the card system, which a lot of people aren't happy with because they think it's more of a pay-to-win structure.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. So I haven't played it since then, but I hear it's, there's a lot of good things to
it. They should get their money. I mean, it's a definitely a lot of time went into that thing.
Yeah, definitely.
I'd be down for another look.
Yeah. All right. What else you guys been playing?
Streets of Rogue, still at it. Playing. I cannot beat this game. There's a new level. Bobby, after the industry, you remember that? Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, now there's the park, and the park has, like, no resources.
Are you going at this solo?
Solo, yeah.
Okay.
There's no resources. There's no food.
I feel like this game is too hard solo.
Yeah, I mean, help me.
Yeah.
but it's like a personal challenge, you know? I love mm-hmm. fucking roguelikes. I'm just going to keep at it. I love the different characters. That's another thing. Every time I die, I go to a different character. It keeps it super fresh because they play so different. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just still having a good time with that and playing that in PUBG a lot.
How many characters do they have now?
17, if I was just going to throw something out. Man. Yeah, they just added the zombie, which is
trash.
Really hard. Yeah, he's almost... I can't get him to work.
What were you saying? I think it was last week you were saying somebody's like, was it a mime or something? Something like trash. A comedian.
Yeah.
He's not very good.
He tells jokes. And he goes, blacker, blacker, blacker. And then some people will hate your joke and some people will like it. And if they like you enough, they'll become your... you're like ally.
Oh, okay. You have them, so you can like convert them.
Yeah. Vampire is good. You can suck people's blood. The cannibal is fun. Shopkeeper is probably my favorite. Now I'm thinking about it. But yeah, it's funny because he has a loadout that you think a shopkeeper would have. He has a shotgun. He has like vending machines in his inventory, so he can turn pretty much anything into money or food. He's pretty good.
Hmm. All right. Chi, you've been playing some Elder Scrolls Legends?
Yeah, let's cue the Cheese Mobile Corner. Well, anyways, yeah, there is... I converted over to mobile gaming for Elder Scrolls Legends just because I haven't had much time to sit in front of my computer, and I said last week I wanted to... immerse myself into the game a little bit further so I can grow a better understanding and little by little picking up on the game. I'm actually watching other Twitch streamers play this game, and I noticed that it is not very popular in Twitch. In fact, I think out of all the games, it was like number 25 on most populated views. Why do you think that is? Why is Hearthstone still like top 5 consistently, and then the Elder Scrolls Legend, which is a good card playing game, mm-hmm. It just doesn't have the viewer base or audience. I know it's new, but even then, Hearthstone, like right off the get-go, was like...
I think people get attached to the channels or the streamers, and they end up being fans of the streamer more than the actual game. And I know Hearthstone, the biggest streamer on there is Kriparian. Am I pronouncing that right?
Oh, yeah.
Crip with mm-hmm. a K.
I know him. I've heard of him, yeah.
So I know he has a ton of viewers.
It's Hafu is also... Actually, she was my first streamer I ever followed. I think I used to follow her on Justin TV, and then when Twitch converted into Twitch... I mean, when that converted into Twitch, and she got into Hearthstone, too, and she has a pretty big viewer base.
And not just that, too. People are monetarily invested with Hearthstone. You know, some people, like we were talking about, he who should not be named, Chad, has spent like over like $500 on this game.
Jeez.
You know,
Hearthstone. So I think it was 500.
Yeah, I think that's what you said. I remember.
Yeah, yeah. So like it's hard to like leave all your cards for a game who that might be better, but and you play it and you kind of like it, but I've already so invested in this other game.
Yeah.
So I think that has something to do with it.
Okay. Well, I have been playing it on mobile, and it's exactly the same game. Like you said, there's nothing different except for the loading times. And occasionally, and I have a pretty nice phone. I have an HTC Bolt, which is a Sprint exclusive. And if you look up reviews, they're really fucking shitty, but it has a great processor, plenty of memory. And it's one of the most current generations of phones. So I'm on a Type C charger, for crying out loud, So,
don't lose it. They're expensive.
But how big is the screen? Because that was the problem when I tried to play Hearthstone mobily is I've got a big screen. I've got a Note 4, which I mean, that's like a 5.8 inch screen, I think.
Yeah,
and I still felt cramped. Like I couldn't play as fast as I would be able to with Elder Scrolls.
I definitely noticed the difference, not so much in like my ability to read, but just the flow of the game. Like the games themselves aren't very that long, but it took long to get through the cutscenes. It took a while to maneuver the cards. And there were times where I'm like, okay, I want to read this card, but it's taking forever for it to register in my finger and then for me to read it. But when I say forever, it's probably a half a second longer. So if you start on mobile and stick to mobile, I imagine it's a really, really, it plays extremely smoothly. No complaints, really. Everything I expected from playing on mobile. Do I see myself playing it more on mobile? Honestly, I would love to play it on PC more than mobile. So I just wanted to try it out on mobile to see if there was any difference. And to be honest, there's really not. So.
Yeah, I thought it played pretty well in there as well.
I haven't tried it yet. What's your take on mobile, Mini?
The only game that I played recently on mobile, like within the past 2 years, has been the new Titanfall Legends or Titanfall Assault or something like that.
The fuck is that?
So it's it's kind of like a... How do I explain this?
So it's not a companion app. It's not like part of the Titanfall game?
Yeah, it's a standalone. But basically, it's like playing Hardpoint on Titanfall, where there's like 3 points, you got to capture them.
Yeah.
And so you start at two bases on each. Isometric.
Okay.
So you start at 2 points of the base of the map, and then you just like assault a point. Yeah. And then once you capture it, you go out to the next point. Huh. So there's all kinds of, you're basically using cards. You got
and you're
the
in a mech?
You can be. There is, after like, I think 30 seconds, you can start dropping your mechs. Uh-huh. But you can start off by dropping... Like your pilots have like different abilities, like a grenadier. Yeah, it's been out for like 3 weeks now. It's really popular. I think it's like number one. Yeah.
I honestly didn't think Titanfall would come out with a mobile game.
I mean, if you can make some money, I'd be number one.
Well,
they might be making more money off of that.
They might be because it's done by Nexus or who's it? Not Nexus. Who's the people that make those all those free to play games?
Not sure.
Oh God, I don't know what their name is, but. Yeah, they run this now also, so it's a bit pay to win, but I'm not paying any money into it, and I'm having a great
Nexon.
Time.
Nexon,
that's how it starts.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
interesting.
Titanfall Assault.
Yeah. I am still, even since way back from Chad's Mobile Corner, I am still playing 8-Ball Pool. I fucking love it. It's so good. Sam plays it all the time. It's just really, really good. Solid game.
Have you ever called Sam Chi?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
How but mad was
like,
she?
No, she wasn't. It was just like a, I don't know. Yeah. It's weird.
Okay.
You're the only females in my life, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Take note, Bobby. The only room for one female Asian
you
in your life, right?
All right. I guess let's talk some news here. South Park, the fractured but whole difficulty slider affects your character's skin tone. So a lot of this news is coming from PC Gamer here. We're just going to comment on it and give our thoughts and reactions to it.
Before we talk about that, the history of the name, the fractured but whole, do you guys know why
No.
it's named that? So they actually wanted to make the name like have butthole in the title.
Right.
But like GameStop and people wouldn't allow that.
Right.
So they just made it into two words, butthole.
They started with the title and worked their way backwards.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like,
apparently, that's how they made Pineapple Express, but I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, that makes sense. Those guys are always trying to find ways around things. I remember in some like behind-the-scenes thing I watched, they said they would constantly throw in like extra dirty jokes and stuff they knew was going to get taken out.
Right.
That threw off the censors.
Yeah.
Like Team America.
Yeah, exactly. So the stuff that they really wanted in there would get overlooked and they would be able to keep.
Strategy.
Yep.
You know what? This, like, when is this out officially? Very soon. I know that.
Yeah. Within the end of the year, right?
Yeah, I'll look it up.
So apparently, as you're moving the slider over to more difficult, obviously your character is getting blacker.
Right.
Right? And then at a certain point, I guess Eric Cartman says something like, don't worry, it won't affect combat, just every other facet of your life.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you should be better at combat once you get darker, right?
Yeah, right. That's what I would think.
So it's I read I think PC Gamer's article. I think a bunch of people covered it though. Maybe it wasn't PC Gamer. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But that's the story. But they said that people in the game will treat you differently, and it affects, I think, something with currency or the money that you use in this as well.
Damn.
But release date is
October 17th. Oh, you probably get less money.
You start with less money.
Yeah.
Yeah. October 17th is the release
date. Damn, that's rough. What do you guys think? Is this overly racist? Is this bad?
Not at all. No,
it's a commentary. It's social
I think
commentary.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
People who are sensitive to this won't be playing the game, really. They're not interested in this type of game.
I mean, it's South Park. They can get away with anything. It's
Yeah, that's the beauty of South Park, really.
What haven't they done now that is offensive? Everyone knows it's just like South Park being South Park. All right, so we talked about Half-Life 2 Episode 3, the story.
Yeah.
The possible story that could have happened was released. And Blendo Games has made a mod that lets you play this out, apparently. Oh, has really? Anyone been able to get their hands on this yet?
Yeah, it's at the bottom of this link, actually. And I downloaded it, and I put it. I followed the instructions, but it's not working for me. So you got to put it into your Steam apps. You got to unzip the folder right into your Steam apps. And for some reason, it's not showing up on my library. But I was interested, and if I can get it to work, I will comment on it next week.
This came out quick. Like, they just released that, 2 weeks
ago?
Yeah,
it's not much of a game. Apparently, it's just a few minutes long, and it just hits the major story points.
Yeah. So it's called Tiger Team. It's the name of the game. And Blendo Games... That is the same guy that made Quadrilateral Cowboy.
Nice.
Yep. As good as it's going to get. And also 30 Flights of Loving, a couple other games, but we've talked about those in the past.
Nice job with that verbal hurdle, which is a verbal hurdle in itself.
Verbal hurdle, yep. Are we going for the episode title with that one?
Sure.
Possible contender. All right. What else we got? PUBG takes Steam's top spot with over 1 million concurrent players and over 10 million copies sold. Next patch adds Mini 14, Foggy Weather, and first-person leaderboards.
Ooh, finally those come out.
You know, about the first person, I pretty much stopped playing it. I thought I was going to love it, but what ends up happening, at least for me, is you get got. Like, you're playing, and then you're dead. And that wasn't a fun death. But then when you're playing at the third person, most of the time you know where you're getting shot from and where that... So at least you have a firefight before you die.
Yeah.
Which is way more fun than just getting got.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's more... For me, it's more fun in third person. But I'm down for first person if somebody wants to, you know... If we're going to play a group...
I would love to get back into PUBG. Ever since I got into Stardew, that has taken the... No, I'm not.
Okay, good.
Honestly, I was thinking to myself, I probably won't load up Stardew. Again, but then ever. I could be lying. I could be lying right now.
You never know. Enough time away from it, it'll be really easy to kick the habit. It's,
Yeah, try it with HOTS, dude.
I don't think that's a possibility. But no, I'm excited they're putting in the leaderboards for FPP because it is generally, they say, a more competitive way to play the game, so it'd be nice to see how people approach that.
And didn't you say you liked it more, first person?
I liked it more in terms of like how comfortable I felt playing the game. In third person, I always feel like I have to do constant 360s you know, weird shit is happening. And I'm like, how is this even happening? How is he shooting me when I'm completely behind this wall? In first person, it just kind of, for me, it evens the playing field a little bit more. And that's what I like.
We got some action in chat here. If you're not joining us live,
it might be too soon that we brought on a guest to the show.
As far as the Discord chat, you know, sometimes there's good stuff in there, and we leave up all the show notes so you can, if you listen to the podcast like at your computer, you can go to the live podcast link and roll down as you listen, you can roll down the links and look at what we're talking about as we're talking about it and all the funny moments like what just happened.
I never thought about that. That's a great way to listen.
Yeah.
But when I'm listening, I'm usually at work and doing shit. But
if you have the opportunity, really then because if you're at your computer, let's be honest, you're probably jacking off for
it. Right, yeah. and Hawaiian, yeah, right. I am not. I'm not Chad. And I'm not really, I'm not a replacement. I'm just a guest here.
It's like, it sounds like a stepfather fight coming in here or something.
Right?
It's the chat to you.
All right. What's Mini 14? Is that a gun?
That is, yeah, that's a 22 caliber rifle. which
a 22 caliber rifle.
Yeah.
What is that going to do?
So basically, you know how the scout is in CS:GO? It's like a really low, really good, very accurate, but not a lot of damage.
A better VSS.
Shot with a 22 in it just kind of hurts a lot.
Yeah, so yeah.
People are hunt squirrels here.
It's funny. I spent a lot of my early years hunting, and this 9-year-old that I was with, you know, he was like one of my cousins or something. I don't know. We were out shooting cans, and he goes off on his own. You know, and the men are hunting. They're hunting doves or whatever. And anyway, this kid ends up shooting a deer through the eye and kills it with a 22 rifle.
Damn.
And there's rangers everywhere. It's not deer season. And we have this 200-pound animal we have to cut up. And, like, doves don't leave much blood.
Jerky.
Doves?
Deer doves. Jerky.
We were there for doves.
Oh, okay.
Not deer. So, like, there shouldn't be blood everywhere. And we had to like, cut this thing up and put it in all our coolers before, like, because it's really bad if you kill something outside of season. Didn't get cut. He was
it's
9 years old. He shot it right through the eye.
It's bad to kill it, so we should mutilate it. Instead.
Well, yeah, you have to hide it.
Okay. Little clarification. So it's not a 22, it's a 223. And there's a big difference.
That is oh, is there?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
So what is that?
Thanks to all our guns.
What is a 223?
It's the one.
Oh,
the
Jesus.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a bigger bullet.
Damn, I was way off.
It's a flesh wound versus.
Can we scrub
a lethal
my
shot.
Entire shooting through the deer through the eye with
but
the 22
did he still,
since it does, it's not relevant?
But he still did shoot a deer with the 22.
That did happen.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
All right, last bit of news here. I'm excited about this. Blizzard, they've been building an esports stadium.
Awesome.
And it looks like it's getting close to completion here.
And
so,
that's in SoCal, where?
Yeah, I believe it's in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, yeah.
Probably near where Blizzard is. But I love how, I mean, Blizzard is probably at the forefront of doing all this esports stuff, trying to make this a big thing. And they've obviously learned a lot from having events all over the world at different venues. And so this stadium is specifically designed to just meet all the needs. Like one example I can think about is maybe a year or two ago, they had an issue at one of the venues where the teams couldn't practice privately. So they could warm up and play some games and they couldn't practice any of the strategies that they had rehearsed and, you know, like in these.
Because it was visible
strategies.
To everybody?
Yeah, because then people would know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's one example of an issue you could run into if you don't have if the facility doesn't have everything you need. So this entire thing is going to be designed, you know, from the ground up with the idea that this is going to be solely for esports.
So interesting because, like, I'm sure they got buku bucks, so I'm sure they got a good architect. But what architect understands what the demands of an esports is? You know, you got these old guys. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. I'm sure it's going to be fine, but it's not something. It's not a request that they've ever had before. I'm sure.
Well, I bet they pay them buku bucks for a reason.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Well, you take the TI that happens at Key Arena in Seattle every year for the last, like, I don't know, 7 years,
right.
Maybe, and they probably know what they need out of that venue, and they've got it down. But then you have other things that are happening all over the world in different areas. I mean, to have like one center, someone said like this could be the Rose Bowl. I don't know sport, so I'm not sure what that means. But they said this could be like the Rose Bowl for esports. Does anyone? Where's Chad would know.
Yeah,
Chad. I don't know, but
Rose
it sounds
Bowl is,
pretty. Just
is
kidding.
College football. It's like okay. one of the.
It's the big one, right?
Yeah, it's one of
the biggest
ones.
One,
yeah,
right?
Or
one
the of biggest one.
That one or Orange Bowl?
It's like
maybe.
One of
know.
The biggest ones, yeah. Definitely.
He's right. Definitely not Chad.
Yeah. Chad would be like, "Come on, guys, right. Come on, really." Yeah. It's like, where's your man card? You don't know where the Rose Bowl is? No, just kidding.
So my big question, is this going to be only for Blizzard games? Or are they going to like rent this out for like...
You got to do other things to make money,
you
to make revenue.
Events.
Yeah.
What if Blizzard... I saw a funny meme the other day, and I'm not usually big on memes, but it was on Imgur, and someone said like Amazon in like 1999, and it was like, hi, we sell books, but online. And then it's like Amazon in 2021. You know, hello, Prime citizen, please line up for your Prime meal or something like that. Basically, like, you know, Amazon owns everything.
Yeah.
What if Blizzard is going to change like Amazon did? Like, eventually Blizzard and Valve to that extent. Valve has kind of changed. What if Blizzard in like 5 years doesn't even make games? All they do is esports.
Could be. Well, I think they
Wouldn't
want...
that be crazy?
It really sounds like they want both sides of the pie.
Yeah.
And
they're,
they want
to
keep everything proprietary.
They're trying to do that vertical integration.
But you're already seeing that they're branching out a little bit with Destiny 2. And maybe the, you know, not saying that it, but Destiny 2 is going to have an esports, but if they're already bringing in other team, other kind of games, then why wouldn't they also host that PvP? Yeah. Well, I mean that.
How would you e-sport. Make how would you make an esport out of Destiny 2? Is that possible?
Well, it has PvP, so you could have at least something.
Okay. Maybe they'll come out with another con.
Isn't it
instead
gear-based?
Of just BlizzCon? Maybe there's like almost like a QuakeCon.
Des con
element to it.
Destiny, that's a gear-based game, though, right? Like you can't make an esport out of gear-based games.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh. You can make an esport out of that.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and speaking of Destiny 2, we got a little feedback on that one.
Ooh, nice segue.
Oh, yeah, this one. Can we read this out loud?
Yeah, I'll read through it, and then we can comment on it. So we took our... Well, I was very upfront about my limited experience with the game, and we took our best stab at it, but here's what Fastidious has to say after the show. Let's see. Come on, guys. The review on Destiny was egregiously inaccurate. The first Destiny had 2 endgame raids per content patch. Each class has a subclass, which is a role which are required to switch between to kill certain raid bosses. There are also no jetpacks. They're double, triple jumps, which every class has, which can be affected by talent points in each class and subclass. Destiny's endgame was massive and did not require quite a bit of time, a lot of time, especially if you want to get max gear levels.
Still feels like a console game, and it's still he said there's no cover based system. I said if there's boxes throughout your level strategically placed, that's a
there's no system. Official like cover
system. Like an auto
that's
cover
found,
right? Yeah.
That's found
well,
in like Gears of War
into, you
right.
don't lock into
correct
a cover
or like Mass Effect.
I guess what I was saying
like
is
that.
There's convenient crates everywhere
to hide behind, like yeah. every first yeah. person shooter ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. They're just haphazardly put it.
Cover based implies that you can like.
Yeah, it's like a mechanic. Like
I understand. Yeah. What I'm saying is like, I don't know. I don't want to say too much. I only played fucking 20 minutes of it. But you're making me hate it worse fast.
Yeah, we should have had him on to explain it. Maybe we will in the future to give that a fair shot. But yeah. he did respond to my question, because my question was, what if I want to pick this game up, but I don't want to play it as much as my friends do? Can I jump in and play with them? And he said, in response to my question, you won't even be able to queue with higher level players due to the dungeon level requirements. Which, I mean, it kind of sucks, but in another way, I'm kind of happy they do that. Because when MMOs tried doing that, like, hey, play with your friends at any level, it took away from that exciting part of, like, I got to grind this out and get on the same level as them, and now we have this thing in common, and we can raid together. Like, that was a big part of WoW.
Well, City of Heroes did it super well. So in City of Heroes, it was a superhero MMO. And if you were level 50 and your friend was level 1, he can become your sidekick, and it would make him level 49, and he wouldn't get a bunch of abilities. He would mm-hmm. still only have that one or two abilities he starts with, but they were way more powerful, and he had the hit points. So you could always play with your friends. They should do something similar here, I think.
So basically you just got stat boosts?
Yeah, stat boosts, basically. Right. No additional abilities or anything like that.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound like a happy medium?
Yeah.
Yes, but not
as
really.
As a sidekick, yeah.
But then you can't play with your friend that's... Then level Bobby has one. To make another fucking account.
I think that's like the best way to do it. I mean, if you're going to do something like it, that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, I always thought that was the best implementation of that.
I honestly, like the way I feel about that is I feel like with MMOs and dividing dungeon levels and requiring, you know, certain, like, just unlocking certain elements of the game to even get to a certain point, like different raids and areas.
Uh-huh.
Like, I feel like those are rewards. And people who are invested get to do that. Whereas instead of jumping into a game and into a level 50 dungeon and having 2 buttons but being extra powerful, that's like, to me, it's almost like a handout. And
yeah,
that would not be fun to me. And I remember playing City of Heroes and only maybe through the tutorial level.
Yeah.
I made like a half robot, a cyborg. And instead of being Chi the Chobit, I was Chibot. Mm. Get it?
No.
Oh, never mind. Okay.
But
well, somebody might.
my funny story about your City of Heroes is when I sold my account on eBay, I spelled heroes wrong. So one guy bid on it and he was like, hey man, you know, you spelled heroes wrong. And I was like, oh shit. No wonder I'm not getting bids. I was like, you want it for $100? He said, yeah, I'll take it. And that's how that went down.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So I just sold it for $100. I was super high level.
Yeah, I was selling accounts on eBay. Those were the days. Yeah.
Dude, I've sold my gold more for more money than that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, wow. I mean, you could sell back in vanilla.
I sold my WoW gold to buy my college books back in the day.
I don't know if I've told this story. I'm going to just go ahead and tell it. I wanted to get eye surgery because I was a big nerd and I was playing
LASIK? EverQuest.
Yeah. Before it was called LASIK, actually. This is 18 years ago. I was a big nerd and I was playing fucking EverQuest 16 hours a day when on my days off and shit.
Do you ever outgrow your nerdiness, though? You're like, no. I was.
Now I've accepted
nerd.
It. I've accepted it. Right. So anyway.
Nerds are cool now. So.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's the best time ever to be a nerd. For sure. 100%.
Oh, yeah. For real.
So I had these big fucking Coke bottle glasses my whole life and fucking sucked. So I'm like, I gotta go get this thing. And I was like, how can I don't have $2,000. And so this is like 18 years ago. I was 18 or whatever it was. And so I was like, I gotta sell my EverQuest account to get the money to become a cool guy. So I sold it for $2,400.
Wow.
Yeah. I had, when there was only, so the original level cap was 50, and then the first expansion came out, and I think it went up to 60. When there was only like three level 60s in the game, people, I had two level 55s. So that was like the equivalent of having a 60,
right?
Like the fourth one or whatever. So it was so, what an interesting process. So, you know, the guy's like, you know, I'm interested in your account. He's like, can you tell me about the reputation of your characters? Like, that's a very important thing because he doesn't want to take over. You couldn't change servers or change your name. So you're stuck with whoever, if you're a fucking asshole. So I had to, and I didn't feel like weird about this. I like, because it was a part of me that I'm selling, right? So I'm like, yeah, this guy does this, and he plays this way, and he has this group of friends, and this other character plays this way, and you don't have to worry about this. It was really interesting transaction, and he PayPal'd me $2,400, and I gave him my account info.
So basically, he paid you $2,400 to wear your EverQuest skin.
Pretty much, yeah.
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 That just seems really sketchy. Like, it's good that you were honest with them, but you could have just taken the money, right?
I could have just taken the money.
But, yeah. I mean, with PayPal, I think they have a good return
policy. They have some sort of thing, yeah. But, yeah, I could have just... I also sold some other items. There was something called the Scepter of Destruction, and the reason it was so expensive is because there was no level cap on it. So you could give it to a level one, and it procced a 400 damage, like, every once in a while.
Oh, that's good.
So you could just power level a character.
With that weapon.
They were going for 500 each, and I had two of them.
And it didn't have, like, bind on equip or anything.
There was
like
no soulbound in EverQuest, was there?
There was what?
There was no soulbound.
Not until later, no.
Okay, soulbound didn't exist.
You said fourth, $500
each, yeah.
What?
Yep.
Dang.
Yep. Oh, another one, too. A buddy of mine, he had, okay, the silk sash of whatever. That's what it was called. It was the number one item on there. It was going for, like, $2,500 at the time. One item. Because it was the best one in the game. And a friend of mine bought it for like $2,400 or whatever. And then the expansion came out and it was like shit tier right after that. But there had never really been an expansion for an MMO before.
Yeah.
Nobody knew what was going to happen. And yeah, like the very first boss that was killed had way better loot than crazy.
So start all over again.
Yep. Literally a month before the expansion came out.
I remember going through that with WoW.
Yeah.
That's definitely what kind of killed it for me, too. After that, I was just like, I was totally disillusioned. And
after the first expansion?
I think I didn't start playing seriously until Burning Crusade, which was level cap 70. And then I think it was Wrath after that one.
Wrath of the Lich King, they kind of started gearing it towards casuals. They saw how, like, how many more players were coming into the game and how there was a definite divide between the more tenured versus the newer people. And I feel like they were doing more where you could play with your friends. And after that, I feel like I felt like, wow, all of that, like literally my high school education that I destroyed to play this game. Yeah. And they're going to make it so easy that you can actually have work and life and school balance. I'm like, fuck this game. I want nothing to do with it anymore. So
all the normies can get the
right?
same
all
levels.
The normies gonna play. Is that what you just said? Yeah. So
it's
no.
weird, right? Because you like you had this pile of XP that you sat on, and then you look around and everybody's sitting on a big pile of XP for free, and you're like, the fuck, man. Yeah, I get it.
All right, and on to the next question.
Yeah, so same people have girlfriends and everything. Yeah, fuck those guys.
Yeah, yeah, right. So I had a wild boyfriend. To sum this up, fast, you're wrong. just in general.
We'll have to get him on the show at some point so he can argue back. I'm sure he would have a lot to say about that. He does have another suggestion, though. Maybe have a 10-minute section in each podcast where you talk about current drivers and performance improvements, platform releases.
10 minutes is funny, right?
Hey, guys, it's the new driver out for GeForce.
Okay, boom. Cool. Boom. Make sure you get it.
I mean, how much do you pay attention to that? Because I will update my drivers whenever I become aware of them, which is usually right when they come out. I don't do beta drivers anymore. And a lot of times I'll check out, because they do game-ready drivers with NVIDIA. So if a new big title comes out, it'll be drivers specifically tailored towards that game. And a lot of times it doesn't apply to me. But really, I don't know. Heroes of the Storm I play the most, obviously, and that game crashes on me a surprisingly amount. So if I find a set of drivers where that game seems to like or run stable on, then I'll usually stick with that a little bit longer. I don't know.
Every time that I open GeForce Experience, it tells me if there's one, and that's when I do it, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if I go a long time without streaming, because that's what I use for stream because I'm lazy, then, you know, that's how long it'll go. Like, the last one was a game-ready driver for PUBG, which I thought was weird because it's been around for so long.
Yeah.
But they're constantly changing their code, so.
Mm-hmm. That's another thing, too. Sometimes it's the game's fault as well. When Heroes of the Storm has a big update, sometimes I'll get more crashes on that game than I normally do. So it's not all the fault of the drivers.
Yeah. So there you go. There's 4 minutes on a thing that we're not going to do for you, Fest.
I don't know. Sometimes drivers are a big deal, and I wish one of us had an AMD card just so we could comment on that. Because, I mean...
Mini?
Nope.
No?
1070.
Not a loser, huh?
Have a 1070.
A 1070?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a solid card.
Yeah, it's pretty good. But I only update drivers when I notice problems.
Yeah,
which is like every two, three months.
Do you use GeForce Experience at all?
I sometimes. No, not really. Not anymore.
No.
I did. And I think I have it on auto it updates.
Or no?
No. Nobody's serious about streaming
using. Yeah, you can't use that for streaming.
I like it because it's just plug and play.
It is literally easy. Just press a button and it's good. And yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It works for that. But if you're going to use a webcam, it becomes a lot more difficult, or if you want to customize anything, really. But yeah, I had an issue. I know I brought this up on the podcast before. I think when we first started doing this podcast, I had an issue with my motherboard that would not allow me to update the drivers on my video card. And I went for almost a full year with antiquated drivers, so much to the fact that this eventually caused a problem when I got Battlefield 4, and there was a known issue with my drivers in Battlefield 4, and it made it impossible to play that
game. You couldn't
game.
Do it through the thumb drive either, Bob?
Or do what through the thumb
like
drive?
Upgrade. Get drivers that way?
No, I could install the drivers, but it just wouldn't work. Wow. My computer wouldn't work when I had those drivers installed. I'd get a black screen or some other problem would happen.
Damn.
And I ended up swapping out the motherboard eventually. And then I was able to... So I went a straight year without updating drivers. And that is... You know, it's okay to like skip an update here or there and update it, you know, whenever it's convenient for you. But to go a year, you really start to notice. Like that's when it starts causing problems. Yeah. Anyway, all right, we got some more questions here. Warconius always has some questions. favorite drink and food item from Starbucks?
I don't go to Starbucks. I've been there maybe under 20 times
really?
In my whole life. Wow. But because I didn't drink coffee for the longest
Are
time.
Are you even American? Like, Starbucks, to drink Starbucks is to be American, basically.
I was there last week, though, and I got...
Pumpkin spice?
I almost do. I'm an iced tea. If I'm not drinking booze, I'm drinking iced tea.
Okay.
And sometimes I stop there, but...
Just for the detox?
Yeah,
I feel
much.
Like I've answered this question before, but when I go to Starbucks, I only get their black coffee, and I don't even like it. It's just that it's so convenient that they're there around every corner where I could pop in. But my favorite food item from Starbucks, if you guys haven't tried this yet, and you guys should know that I've been on keto for a while, they have something called moon cheese now. which is basically little crunchy, like dry evaporated chunks of cheese. It's just pure cheese, zero carbs. They have them in mozzarella and cheddar, I believe.
Super good.
Yeah, really good. Nice. So really imagine sharp. Like a cheese ball that chews like a crouton in a sense.
Oh, okay, I've had that.
Yeah,
like that
before. So it's
like a curd,
like fried cheese.
Yeah, it's like an evaporated hard curd.
That's sounds disgusting.
No, it's delicious, and it's honestly like my go-to snack if I am hungry and I need something guilt-free.
The breakfast sandwiches are pretty good
on keto.
Yeah, and that's what I get. I get a lot of Starbucks gift cards. A lot of times, so I always.
That's
spend
a very teacher
the,
gift card, isn't it?
Yeah, that. Totally. Exactly. So I end up just getting a ton of those, and I always just get the breakfast sandwich.
It's something about you, Bobby. When I met you, I'm like, I bet this guy would really like a Starbucks gift card.
No, whenever
I don't drink coffee, though.
Whenever I go out with Max, like we'll look at if we come across a Rockstar can or a Monster can, we immediately. Reference to you. It's like, oh, we should get this for Bobby. No, Bobby doesn't drink Monster. It's Rockstar, remember?
No.
This one's like the black can. He only drinks from the white can.
Yeah.
Now it's we're getting racist.
You see Monster.
Yeah, that's funny.
I feel like you see Monster almost everywhere, but Rockstar doesn't sponsor that much stuff. They're not as big, I don't think.
I mean, I see a lot of Monster around here because there's a big like desert scene with quads, dune buggies, and dirt bikes, and Monster sponsors a lot of that stuff.
UFC
so
as well.
There's a lot of dudes with the flat-brimmed hats with the Monster logo on it. You see a lot of that in this area, at least East County where I'm from.
But, when I moved here, I saw all the trucks that are tilted. All the trucks, a lot of trucks here are tilted so that the front is a little higher than, the opposite of like a sports car.
Yeah. They call it the California lift.
Yeah.
Is that what that's called?
And I was like, what the fuck is that? And then somebody told me it's for jumping dune buggies or dunes, basically.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, a while ago, I was talking to a guy that I just met. When I was back in the military, and I was just walking next to him. He's a new guy to the shop, and we were talking about energy drinks, and we got on Monster. I'm like, dude, I can't. What's really crazy is people that get like huge Monster tattoos on their bodies. Like, dude, you're just advertising a soda, energy drink.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, like this one, he has like a Monster tattoo from his armpit down to his waist.
It's
like,
and you were talking shit?
I was talking shit. Yeah. It's like this big ass, like 2-foot Monster tattoo.
Oh, man.
I was like, dude, you're
when you think about it, I mean, those companies are all about sponsorships and promoting, and they're very much involved in extreme sports and or, you know, creating their own events. Like Red Bull has like these.
Red Bull's huge.
Everything.
Yeah. And to be honest, like I swear, like my boyfriend's dream company is probably to work for a company like Red Bull.
Yeah.
Probably. It's a definitive.
And GoPro too.
Yeah.
GoPro's like.
Yeah.
They're very smart.
It kind of caters to that audience.
Yeah, for sure.
There was a video. I can't remember where I saw it. It's probably still on YouTube somewhere. It kind of went viral for a bit when that was a thing. But there was a video of some deeply religious lady who is like explaining why the Monster logo was the mark of the beast or somehow related to devil worshiping.
Oh, no, I've seen that.
It's out there. Yeah.
Because there's an upside down cross on it. And he's like, guess what? When you drink it. Oh, no, no. Right. That cross turns upside down cross.
Yeah.
Devil. Yeah, yeah. Really funny.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I used to drink. Okay, someone just linked it. And, that's the one with the lady. Yeah, but I used to drink a lot of Monster, and then I made the switch to Rockstar, and every now and then I'll have a Monster, but I definitely prefer Rockstar and the white ones, because the normal ones just have too much. They're too syrupy.
Yeah. Syrupy.
Too sugary. Thick. Yeah,
it's just too much.
Going on that tattoo story, I was at my first job for a few months, and somebody's this guy that I like befriended, he was like, dude, that chick Linda's a fucking bitch, huh? And I was like, yeah, she's also my sister, though.
Oh, my gosh.
He's like, oh, shit, dude. And I was like, no, man, she is a bitch.
Yeah, she is, though.
sorry, sis.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Craziest thing ever eaten. This, again, is from Warconius. Craziest thing ever eaten.
Oh,
it's also open to the DL Discord community. So if you guys have any obscure
I think there were some responses. We have a text channel in our Discord where you can see all these, but I have not eaten a lot of weird stuff.
I've
eaten a lot
of weird shit. Because I'm super Asian. If you don't know, if you guys are wondering what actual ethnicity that I am. I have explained it before, but she's my father's both my parents are mixed Asians. My mother Laotian Thai, my father Vietnamese and a little Chinese. And so I grew up with so many different types of food around me. I would watch my grandmother eat like ant larvae, crickets, you know, frogs. But a lot of people have eaten frogs. But the weirdest thing that I've probably eaten is, you know what? I really like intestines. I like eating intestines.
And then I also,
yeah. And then I also like, I don't love it, but I've eaten it. It's the, what is it? The like congealed blood.
Oh, congealed blood.
Congealed blood. Yeah.
Like blood sausage or?
Yeah. Yeah. Not sausage, but it's actually like in a soup.
It's like
yeah.
Jello.
Yeah. It's like Jello. Yeah. So that's, I don't know if that's the weirdest thing I've ever eaten. I'm sure I've eaten weirder. I just probably didn't even know I was. So.
Minnie?
Yeah, I actually said this on the channel also, but yeah, weirdest thing for me was a banana out of a Japanese hooker's vagina.
Nice.
That is gross.
Was it in front of people or just
yeah,
like
it was on a stage.
Oh, on a stage. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I salute you, sir, for being that guy. Yeah. Because I usually am that guy too.
Yeah, I know we have a lot of Marines on the Discord.
And they'll know what
and
you're
they
about.
Know exactly what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah.
They've either seen it or done it themselves.
Nice. Did it taste different?
No, because there was already a lot of other things already stuffed in there, of all the juices already got sucked out.
She's having a hard time with this.
Yeah, I don't know. I love bananas. That's the fucking problem.
Just ruined bananas.
Yeah, gosh. Now, no one can ever look at me the same if I'm, like, dealing with a banana.
Just don't stick up your twat. You'll be fine.
You don't deal with bananas. You just eat them.
That goes for most things in life. Just don't stick it up your twat and you'll be fine.
Right? All right. Moving on.
As he who should not be named said, anything's a dildo if you're brave enough.
But, wow.
Anyway, I eat crazy shit all the time. Any restaurant that I sit down that I've never been to, I look for the weirdest thing and then I order it. So basically if it's out there, I've pretty much eaten it. Craziest things would be, I eat spiders on the regular.
Gross.
Because like girls hate them and like they're so scared of spiders. I'll smash it and then eat it just to show them that like it's no big deal.
Okay.
Like,
you're disgusting, Emilio. You're gross.
There's not a lot of spiders in California.
Can you
and the
not?
Ones that are venomous.
I mean, I wouldn't eat a black
spider
or a brown recluse.
Honestly, okay. I can't. Be so. Well, I am very upset with you for,
like,
for eating spiders because you don't need to eat spiders.
But you don't need to be afraid of them. And I'm trying to show you that I'm a hero. I keep telling everybody, but nobody's listening.
You know what? And in other cultures, especially, I think in like I'm basically like Southeast Asian mutt, and it's third world Asian, jungle Asian, whatever. And it's and they actually I've seen like documentaries where it's people eating like tarantulas or whatever these giant meaty
the
spiders
meaties,
are. They'll farm them like they actually like will farm them and then you know like eat them raw or cook them and it's like it bothers me so much
because
I'm very anti spider.
And you don't have the hairs anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of smoother.
But speaking of hairs, when you eat a spider, their legs are kind of like hairs, and they kind of stick to your tongue.
That's disgusting.
Ants, I eat ants all the time. But when I was in Thailand, I ate a giant black scorpion. It was fried.
Okay.
I ate one, and it was fine. I was like, okay, cool. But it was like a huge street, like the one that's in that movie, The Hangover. That really popular street, I forget what it's called. And so there's people everywhere. And she's some girl ran up to me. She's like, did you just eat one of the scorpions? I was like, yeah. And she's like, will you eat another one, please, so I can get a video of it? I was like, okay, but you're going to have to pay for it. And she's like, okay. So she buys it, and then I started eating it. And halfway through the second one, I was like, what? Oh, like it really hit me. I'm like, I'm just, because it doesn't taste bad. It just tastes like goo. I guess it's
okay.
It's just texture.
Kind of, I imagine like it's like biting into a cockroach would be.
Yeah, pretty much. I would never eat a roach. I wouldn't even touch a roach. I have a thing about roaches, but I almost couldn't get through it, but I ate it.
Oh my gosh. Yep. I think the worst thing I've had was like, scorpion wise, I've had a scorpion lollipop and I didn't lick it through to the scorpion. And a lot of people have had those, like the insect pops, but like just to say I did it, but not actually get to the insect part. Gross. Gross.
So if I could, without a pun intended, to open up this can of worms, Chi, you're saying that Emilio, he didn't have to eat a spider.
He did not.
But, and that's
but
true.
I do it
but
regularly. But I like probably once or twice a month.
But my point is like...
We do all in our sleep. I know that. Like, no,
that's,
you know.
That's a myth. But as a guy, you also don't have to stand while peeing.
That's true. But don't tell me. Are you like defending?
I am defending that.
Well, but people shit and pee. I get that. But all the time, do you sit down and pee? All the time?
Like, sometimes you want to keep your options open.
Yeah, usually. Like, I don't like to stand and pee in a bowl.
If it's in the morning and you're tired, it's just like I'm still waking up. Like,
the balance isn't the best.
Yeah.
But for me, it's more of like on the regular because I don't like to pee in the bowl with the, like the whole splashing up and I don't want to lift the seat. So I just, you know, sit down. It's easier. I get to relax.
Wow, you guys are super gay. I stand when I pee and I eat spiders because I'm a fucking man.
No, let me say this though. I will stand and pee when I'm in my house because I used to just pee in the sink.
Right.
Because that's just like, it's right at dick level. Well, I don't have to like just turn the faucet
and
on.
Not just that.
Oh my gosh.
The thing is with morning wood, it's really hard to bend that down towards the toilet. So the sink is right there.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. Right in the hole.
So yeah, when I'm at my house,
just don't turn on the garbage disposal.
But I'm not going to like
not
go
that one, dude.
Pee not the kitchen.
Whoa, what kind of hog you working with, bro? Damn.
All right. We got another question that's kind of from two people having a conversation in the listener question section. Mobius was talking about Star Citizen here. Apparently there was an article about Elite Dangerous players have only explored like 0.03% of the galaxy.
That's all that.
And he was saying, hey, maybe Star Citizen will do this. And then Tagloro brought up the question, do you agree with the statement Star Citizen is vaporware?
And what... You know, I thought that the guys were really going to jump all over this and defend it, but it sounds like they're starting to waver on their... I mean, it's been a while. And Lab Monkey said, I don't know if it's ever going to come out.
I don't know the term vaporware.
Vaporware is like when they say a game's going to come out. This is like Duke Nukem. When they say the game's coming out and it's in development hell, basically.
Oh, okay.
And then it comes out 12 years later or it doesn't come out at all.
I got it. Okay.
So I have a hard time calling this vaporware. Because the game is actually out. You can play it. It's in like early access form, but it's just not. They have tried to do so much with this game. Like, they probably bit off more than they can chew. This is the most ambitious game I've ever heard of. And of course, they're not going to have like everything that they've promised just yet. That's going to take a lot of time. So I don't know if you'd call it vaporware, but you know, will it ever be what everyone hopes it'll be? Maybe one of these days. I feel like one of these games eventually has to be what's that game in Ready Player One, The Oasis, or whatever they call it, where it's just like suddenly, you know, everybody, this is the game that everyone's playing and locked into their virtual reality kit. And it's not even just a game, it's a lifestyle. It's like where people go to socialize and, you know, go about their daily lives as well as play games. I don't know. I feel like that's coming eventually. Maybe if Star Citizen isn't that game, maybe it's going to be a step towards that.
Yeah, I get it for sure. There's a little bit of something in here for everything. Why are they going in so many directions? Why is there a dogfighting sim? Why is there a first-person sim? Why is there all these different compartments, but the meat and potatoes is still missing? I think it'll come out. I think it's a gorgeous game. It's hard to put this in a box because this box has never been built before. There's nothing. There's never really been anything like this. There's never been a game that has limitless funding, but has a limited crew, I guess. So they started making the game. They got way more money than they expected. So all the work that they had, they just wiped and started from scratch because they're like, oh, we can do something bigger. We can do something better, which is a noble pursuit. But meanwhile, people are waiting for the game for how long has it been? 3 years?
It's been a while. Yeah. It's been years.
I don't know if I even said anything right now, but yeah, it's hard to comment on something that's never been before, so it's hard to say.
All right. Warconia is coming back with one more question here. This is also related to a news article that we'll discuss. Which other game should the Malaysian government ban? So this is talking about the game Fight of the Gods, or Fight of Gods. that recently was banned in Malaysia. It's on Steam, I think on sale for $4.79 right now. And this, I swear, was a web-based game. It's a 2D fighter game, like Street Fighter, but you play as God. So you can play as Buddha, and one of the playable characters is Jesus.
And that's the problem with Malaysia.
Yeah,
they're not all about that life.
Huh. Yeah, so I don't know. Are there any other games that you think like could not come out because of that?
Well, South Park would definitely be banned in Malaysia if, yeah, you know, if there's just no territory you can cross in terms of, like...
I'll tell you what, though. I saw this article, and it put the game religious on my radar. Like, I want to play this game now.
What's Jesus
pretty
epic.
We just saw Jesus break through his cross, and he's using... He's using...
The pieces of the cross as, like...
His hands are still attached to
Yeah.
Nails.
Yeah. that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and it's very positive with 368 people talking about it. This probably did way more for them than it did hurt them.
Yeah. The publicity off of this news article is probably benefiting.
I thought Malaysia was primarily Muslim.
Are they?
I thought
Malaysia,
but whatever. Maybe I'm wrong.
Are they a Chinese country?
They're an Asian country.
Yeah, but like close to China.
Who knows? Okay. As our correspondent to Southeast
Asia. No, I'm Southeast Asia. Oh, and yeah, Malaysia is more so.
I don't know what Southeast means.
It's more. Yeah, it's more Chinese. And like a lot of Chinese people will speak Malaysian.
Well, maybe I'll pick this game up this week. I kind of want to check it out.
I mean, it's $5.
Yeah. I mean, what the hell?
Yeah.
All right. Last question. This question comes up a lot, and I feel like it's our duty to answer this
every 6 months, right?
Yeah. Snickersnee asks. No, it is Snickersnee. Snee.
I always say Snickersnee.
Yeah. No,
maybe it's spelled wrong.
I must have copied it wrong.
Okay.
How did you guys meet / become friends?
You want to make us something up this time?
Well, should we start
back when
with...
Bobby and I were both gay.
And we met at the Brass Rail.
Back in my Coke bottle glasses days.
Yeah. Bobby's actually the guy I sold my account to.
Wouldn't that be like the M. Night Shyamalan
twist? Yeah, that would be hilarious. That'd
be fucking great. So yeah, Emilio and I met through like mutual friends, and we didn't really discover that we were both gamers until like, you know, second or third time hanging out, it kind of came up. And I feel like this was back in the, I don't know, maybe my perspective skewed, but I feel like back then, not everyone played video games. So if you found another, like, especially PC gamer, that was kind of like...
Yeah, how long ago? Like, what genre, like, what games were you playing back then?
Yeah, TF2 was
the game.
Very TF2 time.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, we were really, and that was the game that we played a lot.
CS Source, then?
Maybe, because CSGO didn't come out until, like, 2011, I think. Yeah. So, yeah, and then we started playing games together, and mostly TF2, and, and I think the first game that a lot of us played together, me, Emilio, and Chad, was Borderlands, the original one.
Yeah, so good.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Which is way better than Destiny.
That does not reflect the opinion of all DL Gaming.
Well, I'm not.
But the funny thing about us meeting is when... Bobby was like, you know, yeah, I'm a gamer. And I was like, no, dude, but like, I play on the computer. Dude. Like, not like, because every guy you meet,
and they're like,
they play Madden.
Right.
Yeah. And then that's
You actually,
Madden and Call of Duty.
That came up in conversation when we first met,
yeah,
too.
I always,
because it was thanks to Sam, and we've said this, the guys actually were drinking at my bar. And I was taking shots with their girlfriends.
In the bathroom.
Yeah, in the bathroom.
Because you can't do it on camera.
I took Emilio's girlfriend into the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
and we were taking shots. God damn it. Anyways, and thanks to Emilio's golden bladder, when Chad and his girlfriend Anna left to get their table, he was like, wait, guys, got to use the restroom before we go. And so while Emilio was in the restroom, I was talking to Sam. And I brought up the fact that
no
I like playing games, and then Amelia was like, when you came out, she told me you guys had a podcast, but she didn't specify PC gaming, just gaming, and then I let you guys know that I was a gamer, and you're like, but what kind of gamer?
Yeah.
I'm like, PC gaming. And then you're like, yeah, okay.
If ever you guys ever doubted my allegiance to the Master Race, you know now two instances where I put it up front, like, oh, you're a gamer? show, like,
yeah, what tier?
What's your input device?
Right?
I'm gonna see some, yeah, I'm gonna see some credentials here.
Yeah, but that's awesome. And then it's great because without even knowing you and you guys were gamers, and we got along even before that.
Yeah.
And then you guys invited me on, just like we did with Minnie Del Mancho. We did a listener interview, and you're like, let's get a chick on the podcast. And you guys kept me. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, speaking of that, like, 8-month-old listener interview that we've been trying to do, Chi.
Oh, yeah, that too. And then, yeah, speaking of which, and this is Minnie Del Mancho, guys. I know we introduced him at the beginning of the podcast and how we had met through Twitch. It's surprisingly enough, we're actually well overdue on bringing him onto the podcast. I was going to do a listener spotlight with him, and I was going to do it live on Twitch. And the fact that I wanted to do it kind of maybe through Twitch is probably the downfall in that case.
Yeah.
It would have been so much easier if we just did a voiceover. But hey, it's even better that, you know, you're here in person,
yeah,
like actually participating in an actual full-on episode. So glad you're here, Minnie.
Yeah, worth the wait.
And then, yeah, and then hopefully this isn't the last of that you hear of him. He's a streamer, I'm a streamer, and I've been meaning to become more involved in the Twitch community and setting up that DLG stream group as I had promised once before. So just because it's 6 months late doesn't mean it's not happening, guys. You know, so you'll see us around Discord as well, too.
Minnie, you want to plug your stream?
Yeah, well, it's same as my name, twitch.tv/MinnieDelMacho.
Where does that come from, that name?
Back in like Counter-Strike 1.3 days, somebody, I was just playing with the name player, just like default name.
Okay.
And there was a guy that was named Minnie in the game. And somebody else says, like, man, this default player name is kicking Minnie's ass. Let's call him Minnie Macho. So I started calling him. Yeah, I just went Minnie Del Macho. So that's like a...
That's like an organic one.
Yeah.
Any nickname you choose for yourself is not as good as the one given to you,
yeah,
for sure. We were talking... Last night we were watching UFC, and we were talking about best nicknames in UFC. And there's this guy whose last name is Philly, F-I-L-I. So his nickname is Touchy. Like, sometimes you just got to play into it. It's so good. But there's another guy whose last name is Bader, and he said Darth Bader. And it's just like, it doesn't work as well as Touchy Philly.
It's just been master.
Yeah. But let's see, what was the other good ones? I don't know. Anyway, we're going to ready to wrap this bitch up.
Yeah, let's do it. So hopefully we got a lot of big things happening. In November, we will be relocating and recording in a new spot, hopefully incorporating some video, which will be awesome. Look forward to that. The website, we're making a few changes to that. My plan is to put up a stream. So if you go to dlgaming.net, our website, you will see if one of us are streaming, because hopefully we're going to be doing that a lot more. I know I'm going to try to be streaming a lot more. Chi, what's your schedule like for streaming?
For the last week of September, I should set myself up for at least 3 days a week guaranteed. Finally, things are coming to a very, my balance in my life is really good right now. I don't have too many vacations coming up. I miss streaming a lot. And I can easily fit in at least 3 streams a week starting the end of September. So, right. So September, October, and through the end of the year, you should be seeing me a lot outside of any holiday vacations.
Cool. Very cool. So what's everyone going to be playing next week?
Divinity.
Divinity coming out.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah. Hopefully I can convince my boyfriend to do a couch stream with me.
That's cool.
Would be so much fun.
Yeah, Max is nice. Cute. He should be on camera more.
Oh, yeah, he's very handsome. He's got a cleft chin, but I made him grow a beard, so it's hiding.
Damn. Maybe just expose that one part. Have like one of those.
Yeah, that's for me.
Oh.
It's like the hidden treasure, and only I know its I know its location. Oh, man.
We're talking about a chin here. It's so sexy.
Hey, chins can be sexy. Look at Bruce Campbell. His whole career is based around that chin.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to be playing possibly Fight of Gods. I don't know. Obviously, a lot of heroes. Last week was crazy for me. This week's going to be a little bit better. But I want to get into something new, something fresh. I got a lot of stuff on my wish list, but I'm scared to buy any of it because I feel like I'm just not going to get a chance to play it. But I'm going to find at least one thing new and dive deep into that this week.
If anybody wants to play Streets of Rogue with me. I'm down for that.
Are you guys gaming tonight? Because remember last podcast we ended it with like, oh, we're all gonna go home and load up this game.
And it actually worked for once.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Yeah, it did. Yeah. It really did.
I'm still down for Hyper Universe. I don't have anything planned out. I really want to get back into XCOM 2.
Honestly, I'm just gonna like load up the espressos and get ready for Divinity 2. And most likely on my trip up to San Francisco next week during the commute, I'll be playing a lot of ESL. So I do have to get a lot of friends. Or I don't have a single friends on my Bethesda account. A single friend on my Bethesda account. So if there's a way to play with friends, please message me, DM me through Discord.
Friends thing.
Well, yeah, you have
they
to.
Well, they have one inside of ESL.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah,
add people
so
in there.
Yeah, I don't have any friends in ESL. So.
And gee, if you stream ESL, they give you extra cards.
Really?
Yeah, free card drops.
I was wondering what that was.
Lee, how that works.
I saw that. I actually saw that because when I was watching, everybody had an exclamation point drop thing go on. Yeah. And I was like, okay, maybe I should look into that.
And she's gotten legendaries that way, I believe, like two or three.
What? Yeah.
Lead
okay,
milf streams?
I should be streaming some ESL then.
Lead milf streams?
Yeah, she streams in just so for the card drops, not in order to like grow a fan base.
Oh, okay.
I don't even think anybody's watching.
All right. You want to wrap this up, Emilio?
Oh, you watch streams. Have to.
You watch them to get the cards.
How's that work, Lee? Because we want free cards.
Well, there's the next. Yeah, you get it. I know, like, in the stream title, it'll say exclamation point drop. And generally, when you type that in the, if you type that in the chat.
Okay.
And then they just whisper you.
All right.
I don't
we'll get
it. So.
With,
yeah, we'll get to the bottom of this.
Oh, that's really, yeah, interesting.
Once again, I don't understand the woman.
Well, okay, I'll look into it and I'll.
You'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'll go. I mean, I'll be streaming.
Oh, people just give them away for, like, thank you for you watching the stream, right? Is that it? All right, moving on. Go to our website, dlgaming.net. Our Twitter is digital_logic. Our Instagram is digital_logic. Minnie, do you have any social you want to kick out?
Instagram, I guess. Minnie Del Maggio, same thing. I'm getting pretty more, what's the word, active on that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Until next time, biggest titties.